Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Babasha Daf Nun Test, the second to last daf of Perek Cheskas Habatim. We are holding on daf Nun Chesam and Beis. We read the Mishnah yesterday. We are up to the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Goldaba Simcha Allah Shalom, and Shom Shabin Aliyah, and also sponsored by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should all return home safely. So first thing we're going to discuss is, we had mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday that a Marzev does not have a chazaka, but Yesh lo Mekomo chazaka. So the pipe that juts out of the gutter, that drops all the water into the neighboring chatzer, that doesn't have a chazaka, but it's Mekom has a chazaka. So we're going to have three different explanations of what that means, and in light of those three explanations, we're going to have to explain the contrast with the Mazchila, with the pipe itself, which apparently is Yeshlo Chazaka, with the actual gutter itself, which is Yeshlo Chazaka. Then the Gemara is going to discuss if a Bala Chatzer claims rights to the water that's coming off of the roof. I mean, we've been talking about the rights of the owner of the roof to have that water gush out into the neighboring Chatzer. What if the neighboring Chatzer at some point says, I'm loving this, I get all this water, and it's such a convenient way to gather all this water together, and the Bala Gag says, well, I actually wanted to do construction of my house, and that's not going to be there anymore. Can the Bala Chatzer claim rights to all the water that comes off of the roof? Then the Gemara is going to discuss a number of details of the dinim of windows that we spoke about in the Mishnah, which is going to lead to a discussion of Kofin al Midas Sedom, whether one can force in the case of Zenene Vizelo Chaser. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, is going to talk about the chazaka of a protruding ledge, that I have a ledge that sticks out, not a gutter, but a ledge that's useful, that I could stand on or put things on. So at what point do you have a chazaka for a ledge? The Gemara is going to discuss widening an existing ledge, that you have a ledge and you want to make it wider, whether you're allowed to do that once you have a chazaka on having the ledge in the first place. And then the next mission, the middle of Amud Beis, is going to talk about opening a window or a door into a chatzer ashutafin, that if you have a chatzer that's jointly owned, can I open another window or another door into the chatzer where I am a part owner of that chatzer? So let's begin again with the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Nun Chesam Beis. So my Hamarzev in the Chazak v'Yeshlo Mekom HaChazaka. What exactly did the Mishnah mean when it says that the Marzev, again, there's two things. There's the Maschila and the Marzev. The Maschila is the gutter itself, and the Marzev is that with the pipe that sticks out of the gutter where all the water ultimately comes out from. So what do we mean when we say that the Marzev itself doesn't have a chazaka, but its makom has a chazaka? So three possibilities. Am Rabbi Dom Shmuel Hachi Kamar Hamarzev in the chazaka meruach achas. The Bala Chatzer can demand that one edge of the that the Marzev be moved from one end of the maschila to the other end of the maschila, from one end of the gutter to the other end of the gutter. That it's fine that you have all this water dripping into my chazaka, pouring into my chatzer, but I'd rather it pour on the other end. So there's no kvius for it to always be on one side. But v'yeshlo mekom chazaka mishtei ruchos. But if I want to just get rid of it entirely, that I don't have the right to do. You do have a chazaka to have this marzev drip water into my chatzer. So I cannot tell you to remove the marzev entirely. I can tell you to move it from one end to the other. That is interpretation number one. Rabbi Chanina Amar, interpretation number two. Hamarzev in the chazaka shim haya aruch, that if it was a long marzev that keeps the water far away from the wall and further than it really needs to be. I mean, the whole point of a marzev is to keep the water far away from the wall, because if the water were to just drip right down off of the roof, it would all land right next to the wall and would weaken the foundation of the house. So the whole point is to have it at some distance from the wall, but it's longer than it needs to be, so mekatzro. So the Bala Chatzer can say, look, it's too long, you need to shorten it. V'yesh l'mekomo chazaka shem bala okro eno okro. But if the Bala Chatzer were to complain that I don't want it here at all, I want to uproot it, so that the Bala Chatzer does not have a right to do. There is a machlokas Rishonim is this second interpretation of Rabbi Chanina disagreeing with the first interpretation of Rabbi Dom Shmuel. The Rashbam and the Rashba in the name of the Ravid and other Rishonim hold that according to Rabbi Chanina, you're not able to adjust the location of the Marzev at all, even on the same side. But according to the Rashba and the Meiri in their understanding of the Rif, that even Rabbi Chanina would hold, you can adjust the location within that side. He's just saying that not only can you say that I don't want it at this end, I want it at that end, you can even be makatzerit. You can even adjust the length and how far it is from the home. So Rabbi Chanina is agreeing with the first interpretation according to the Rif, and he's adding to the first interpretation. He's saying not only are you allowed to say don't put it at this end, put it at this end, you can even say I want you to retrofit it, I want you to change it, I want you to slice a little bit off of it so that it's not going to be as long. So that is machlokas, whether there is machlokas rishonim, whether there is a machlokas amoraim over here just building off or one sheet is building off of the previous. And then Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba says a third possibility. Hamar zevein l'chazaka shem rotzo livnos tachtav bona, that if the bala chatzar wants to build something under the marzev, he's allowed to do something. It's his chatzar, and the bala gag cannot say, look, I have a chazaka on the marzev, and that therefore means that I have a chazaka on everything that's underneath it. That since you gave me the right to hang this marzev in the chatzar, the bala gag cannot say that you therefore also gave me the right to all of the karka underneath the marzev. We do not assume that. We do not assume he's mishabed, that he gives him the rights to all the karka. He's just mishabed the chatzar for the use of the marzev, but he's not mishabed the karka for any possible usage underneath it. The Rambam says, for example, in Hilchos Shchenim, that he can't be ma'akev the bala chatzar from building with the taina that, well, I have this marzev, I want to use it to hang things off of the marzev, and if you build underneath, I can't hang anything off of the marzev, because that's not what your chazaka is. Your chazaka is to allow water to run through it, and that's it. But v'yesh l'makom chazaka shim bali okro eno okro. But the makom has a chazaka that the bala chatzar wants to be ochre the marzev from its place in order to build something tall that would go up to the height of the marzev, so it's going to have to move the marzev out of the way, so that you're not allowed to do the balagag as a chazaka on the makom of the marzev. So here also there's a machlokas rishonim whether Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba disagrees with Shmuel and Rabbi Chanina with the first two opinions. The Rashba and the Ritva write in the within the shita of the Rashbam and the Ravid that we mentioned before that Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba disagrees with Shmuel and Rabbi Chanina and holds that the Bala Chatzar is not able to be Mekatzar the Marzev, nor to be Meshan of the Makom, even in the same direction. And that's what it means, Eino Okro, that he can't even be Okrit, even an Akira Muetas, even a tiny bit. But the Rif, who quotes all three interpretations, so it must be understanding that even according to Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, if you want to be Mishana'it or Mekatzarit, you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do that. You want to move it from this end to that end, you want to shorten it a little bit, that you're allowed to do. But not only that, you can also build underneath it. So Eino Okro means that Eino Okro L'Ruach Achas. So that's a further machlokas, whether there is a machlokas amorayim over here, whether this third shita is necessarily arguing on the first two. So now, says the Gemara, which of these shitos makes the most sense in reading it back into our Mishnah? So if we recall, the Mishnah started out with Marzev in the Chazaka, Yesh l'makam chazaka. And then the Mishnah said, but a maschila is Yesh l'chazaka. So there's clearly a contrast that the Mishnah is making between a Marzev on the one hand and a maschila on the other hand, that the marzev is ein lo chazaka, but the maschila is yesh lo chazaka. So tana and a maschila yesh lo chazaka. Shapir, according to Shmuel and according to Rabbi Chanina, that the first two of the three explanations that we just had, so the Mishnah makes perfect sense. That meaning, according to Shmuel, said that marzev ein lo chazaka means that you can that the bala chatzar could say, I want you to move the marzev from this end to the other end. So then the Mishnah needs to tell me that maschila yesh lo chazaka, and you're not allowed to demand demand that the guy adjust his maschila at all. He cannot say, I want you to move the maschila from this side of the house to another side of the house, because the maschila is much more kavua, and therefore it has chazaka. And according to Rabbi Chanina, the Bayam Marzev, the Marzev and the chazaka means that if it's long, you can't ask the guy to shorten it. Well, maschila yesh la chazaka. I'm sorry, the Marzev and the chazaka means that if it's long, you may ask the guy to shorten it. So maschila yesh la chazaka means that if it's jutting out a little too much into the chatzar, the balak chatzar may not ask the guy to narrow it, to make the maschila less and come out less into his chatzar, because it is kavua. So we understand the clear contrast that by a marzev, the balak chatzar has certain rights to make demands that we physically adjust the marzev, but by the maschila, he doesn't have such demand. He doesn't have the right to make such demands. Ella lemadi amar shimrat zelivno sachta bona. But if you're going to say that, what does it mean that a marzev is ein lo chazaka? It means that the balo chatzar is allowed to build underneath the marzev. Well, then what does maschila yesh lo chazaka mean? That the bal maschila can say, you're not allowed to build in your chatzar underneath my maschila. Well, my nafkalemina. Why would the bal maschila care if the bal chatzar is building underneath the maschila? He doesn't lose out from that. And there's no way you can tell me that just because I build a maschila on my roof, that means that I have a taina that I now own the area underneath it. No, it's still yours. It's still your chatzar. So what taina do I possibly have that you can't build underneath the maschila? I don't have such a taina by the marzev. We're talking about a maschila that's made out of stone. He could say, look, I do have a chazaka that this maschila should remain, should maintain its structural integrity, that should remain intact. If you start a construction project with drilling and banging and everything on the karka right underneath it, since it's made out of stone, it's going to weaken the actual maschila. So that's the tiny yes. But a marziv is not something that's so kavua, and therefore no one really cares so much about its structural integrity. You'll fix it if something happens to it, it's not a big deal. So by a marziv, he cannot have such a taina. But by a maschila, the balagag can have such a taina. So now, says the Gemara of Yom Shmuel, Tzinor mekalech mayim l'chatzar chaveru. You have a pipe that's spilling out water into your neighbor's chatzar, and it was like that for a while, and you have a chazaka on that. And at some point, you want to do construction, you want to close off that pipe, you no longer want that pipe to be dripping into the neighbor's chatzar. The Bala Chatzar could say, no, I actually quite enjoy having this water dripping into my chatzar. You know, it's an easy way to get fresh water for my animals to drink or something like that. So da amalei ki da'at kanis la chatzar didi l'mishtabe maya. Just like you were kona azuchus in my chatzar to be able to drop that water into my chatzar, l'didi nami kanili maya di'igrach. I have been kona for myself, the zuchus, to get the water that's coming off of your roof into my chatzar. Meaning the Bala Chatzar has become very happy with this water that's pouring in, and now he's meshuba to it. The Bala Gag is meshuba to him, better put, the way the Rashbam says, the Bala Chatzar is willing to be meshabed his chatzar to the Bala Gag only al menas that he also benefits from getting that water. So it's a transaction. So the Bala Gag can't back out on an existing transaction which has been going on for some time. There is a machlokas rishonim what the geder of that zuchus of the Bala Chatzar is exactly. The Ritva writes that the Gag is kanoi to the Bala Chatzar. In that, he's allowed to get the water off of it. Meaning, basically, he's coming with a taina. I bought the rights in this gag, the water rights of this roof. That this roof provides water. I own the water rights of this roof. Nimuke Yosef explains within the Ritva that if the Bala Gag wants to destroy the roof, ain't shomen lo. If the Bala Gag says, I'm knocking down my roof, I'm doing construction, no you're not, the Bala Chatzar can say. I own that roof partially, not a section of the roof. I own the water rights of the entire roof, and therefore no decision is made about this roof without my approval. However, if the roof were to fall, it were to cave in, so that's it. Your zechus is gone. What you owned is the water rights of that roof. If once that roof is not there, you don't own any rights. So it's not about the water. It's the ownership of the roof, the way the Ritva understands it. However, the Ra'ah, quoted by the Menuka Yosef, says that if the Bala Gag wants to be Soser his Gag, or to build an Aliyah, Al Gabe Gago, so then he's certainly allowed to do that, because you don't own the roof. It's the water from the roof that you own. And therefore, you can prevent him from keeping that water for himself, or diverting that water into someone else's chatzar. But you don't own the roof, you own the water of the roof. So the Nesivus points out, wait, the water of the roof is the Dover Shalom B'Liolam. How could you own that? Meaning the roof is here. So to say that I own part of the roof, I own some element of the roof, that's fine. But to say that I own water, should it rain tomorrow, or in a week from now, or in a year from now, that I already own that water, mehechitesi, that I could own something, that's a davar shelo b'liolam. So the Nesivus writes that even though it's a davar shelo b'liolam, where a kinyan can't be chal on it, the bala chatzar was not meshabit his chatzar to the water coming in, except he was only Meshabit his chatzar al menas that he's going to have rights to water that's going to be coming. And therefore, a chiv tashlumim, when it's transactional, a chiv tashlumim is chal as soon as one side of the transaction happens. So I already allowed you to spill water into my chatzar. Second that happens one time, I only did it al menas that I get to keep all the water in the future. So now, meaning your payment for that is a payment over time. And therefore, you owe that to me over however long it's going to take. So now the Gemara brings machlokas amoraim. Itmar, Rabbi Shaya Amar Ma'akev. Rabbi Shaya says that the Bala Chatzar could prevent the Bala Gag from closing off his Marzev. He could say, I want that water, you're not allowed to close off this water. Rabbi Chama Amar, Rabbi Chama says, it's not the Bala Chatzar's right to make such a demand of the Bala Gag. He is not Meshuba to always have his the water drip into his Chatzar. So also Shailu al Rabbi Bisa. So they went and they asked Rabbi Bisa, who was Rabbi Chama's father, Rabbi Yoshaya's grandfather. So Amar Luhu, so it was a Machlokas, father and son, and they went to ask the Zaydi. So he paskin like Rabbi Yoshaya, his grandson, that Ma'akev. He said, the Bala Chatzar certainly can be Ma'akev on the Bala Gag from closing off the Marzev. So Kari Alei, Rami Bar Chama said about Rabbi Yoshaya, the grandson, Vachuta Meshulash, Lo B'Meheri Yenotek, Zer Rabbi Yoshaya, Beno Shal Rabbi Chama, Beno Shal Rabbi Bisa. That you see, here you have three generations of Talmidei Chachamim, and you see from there, Chuta Meshulash, a three-pronged, a three-generation streak of Talmidei Chachamim in a family. That's going to be that way for a long time, and this is a perfect example of that, because here you have the grandson paskening like the grandfather, and the grandfather being maskim to what the grandson is saying. So even though the son in the middle disagreed, but he was a Talmud Chacham too. So you see, Chutam Meshulash lo b'meheri yinatek. The Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Pehei says the same thing. It darshens this pasuk about Liman HaTorah. It says that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mishu Talmud Chacham, Bno Talmud Chacham, Ben Bno Talmud Chacham, Shuvein Torah Posekas Mizaro. That once you have a guy who's Talmud Chacham, and so is his son, and so is his grandson, so the Torah is always going to be there. Va'anizos Brisi. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu, "Lo yamushim pichom pizarachem pizarzrachem amar Hashem me'ata vi'adolam." So that's what the Rashbam quotes over here in the Torah Chaim. He says that's why there's a mitzvah to be melamed Torah to banav ubnei banav. Right? The pasuk says that pen yisuru milavavcha kol yimecheyacha v'odatam levanecha v'levnei vanecha. That the reason why you have a chiyuv to teach Banav u'bnei banav is because there's a huge investment in that. Meaning when you teach banav u'bnei banav and you're able to guarantee that not only do you learn, but your son and your grandson learns, well then, that's a guarantee for future generations. And therefore it's not going to be so, not a guarantee, nothing's a guarantee, but it's not going to be so easy to undo such a chazaka. So that's why the chiyuv to teach a grandson is such a powerful chiyuv. Tosos over here raises the issue. Says Tosos, This isn't the first time in Shas that we have multiple generations of Talmidei Chacham. Why are we making such a big deal out of this family of Rabbi Yoshaya and Rabbi Chama and Rabbi Bisa? There were a lot of people, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ben Shimon Ben Gamliel, right? There were a lot of people that were multiple generations of Talmidei Chachamim. V'lo kamar aleihem chut meshul shalahacha. Hayne taima. He says, "Lefisha shloshan ra'u zeh zeh." Imagine how rare that it's suggesting that this was extremely rare, that the three of them saw each other, that three generations, that a kid grew up with a grandfather who he could learn with, that was, and he already grew up into adulthood where he became a Talmid Chacham, and the grandfather was still alive. Ooh, wow, that's such an unusual thing. So that's what the Gemara is highlighting over here. Life expectancy, I guess, wasn't what it is now. Baruch Hashem, we now see four generations very often where the kid becomes an adult. Even so that's a chutam meshulash lo b'meheri yinatek. Says the Gemara, sulam ha'mitzri ein lo chazaka. A sulam ha'mitzri, you don't have a chazaka. So heichidam yisulam ha'mitzri. What exactly is a mitzri ladder? So I'm Rabbi Yanai kol she'ein lo arba'a chavakin. The Mishnah doesn't explain, so it leaves it to the Gemara that it has four rungs on the ladder. That's a sulam ha'mitzri. That's called a little ladder. Chalona mitzri se'ein lo chazaka. Chalona mitzri also doesn't have a chazaka. So what is a chalona mitzri? That the Mishnah itself said, that if a person can't stick his head into the window, that's a chalona mitzri. And then Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, and he said, well, if there's a malbein, even though you can't stick your head in, it's a yesh lo chazaka, because a malbein, if it has a frame, a window frame, then that's something that's more kavua. So that was Rabbi Yehuda's shita in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah went into great detail about the chalom. Well, maishla gabi sulam delo mefarish, maishla gabi chalom de mefarish. Why is it when it came to the ladder, we left it to the Gemara, the Mishnah left it to the Gemara to figure out, but the Mishnah itself did not explain what it is, and yet when it comes to the window, the Mishnah is willing to explain to us what it is. So answer Gemara, mishum dekabayi defluge Rabbi de Besefa, because when it came to the window, Rabbi Yehuda was going to disagree in the Sefer by talking about if it has the window frame, and therefore you have to say what the shear is according to the Tanakhama so that we could understand Rabbi Yehuda's shita. But by the sulam, there's no machlokas to begin with. Amar Rabbi Zeira. So once we're on the topic of windows, if you have a chalon tsuri that's opened up into your friend's chatzer, so the matam arba amos, if it's less than four amos off the ground of your home, and the bala chatzer left it that way, did not say a word for 3 years. You put this window, you installed this window into your home, and it's less than four amos off the ground, which means you could see right out the window, and the neighbor, the owner of the neighboring chatzar didn't say a word. So yesh lo chazaka, you're allowed to keep that window. If he wants to build something, not only are you allowed to keep that window, you have a chazaka for the full usage of that window. If he wants to build something right outside your window where it's going to block all the light from coming in, and it's going to block your view entirely, so he has to be marked from your window. That's a mission we had in the second parak, that if someone wants to build a coastal samach l'chalon l'chalon l'shel chavero, he needs to be marked arba amos, so in order not to darken his house. So he has a chazaka because the chalon is large, it is low to the ground, you could see into the chatzar. Bala Chatzar should not have allowed that if he wasn't happy with it. So certainly it must. We work with the assumption that it was done with the rishus of the Bala Chatzar. And v'yachalimchos, the Bala Chatzar can make a macha on the Bala Chalon before he ever gets that chazaka of opening up that window. Meaning, because it's something that I have the right to say, I don't like this here, if I didn't exercise that right, you now have a chazaka to have it there, and I'm not allowed to build anything across from it. But lemalam arba amos, if it's more than four amos off of the ground, meaning the window starts, the way the Rambam says, you know, what we're talking about over here is the window starts more than four amos off of the floor of the house, where the guy in the house is not able to see through it because it's above his head. A person is only three amos tall, so the window is more than four amos off the ground. So ein lo chazaka. Then he does not have a chazaka. Ve'inu yachalimchos, and the bala chatzar cannot make a macha'a on the bala chalon from opening such a chalon to his chatzar, because the chalon isn't mazik him at all. I'm not seeing into his chatzar anyway, and I'm not mazik him at all. Rabbi Lo, Amar Afilu Malame Arba Amos Ein Lo Chazaka, that I agree that Lamalame Arba Amos, the Balachalon is Ein Lo Chazaka, but Viyachal Limchos. But the Balachatzer can make a macha on the Balachalon that I don't want you opening up such a window. So what are they arguing about, whether he can or cannot make a macha? The guy can't see. Why would it bother you that he has a window that opens up into your chatzar if it's a window way high beyond where he can see? So Lema Bekofen Amidah Sodom Kamifaldi. It sounds like the Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi La are arguing about the principle of Kofen Amidah Sodom. Can you force a person not to do something that he's going to benefit from and you're not going to lose anything from? So Demar Savar Kofen, that Rabbi Zeir holds were Kofen Amidah Sodom, and therefore if the Chalon is more than 4 amos off the ground where he can't see into the chatzar anyway, and the Bala Chatzar is not losing anything, we force him not to make a macha against the Bala Chalon. The Bala Chalon is able to open up that Chalon. Umar Safar Ein Kofen, and Rabbi Law holds Ein Kofen on the stone, and therefore the Bala Chatzar is able to make a macha against the Bala Chalon. I don't want you opening this Chalon into my Chatzar. So the Ritva raises the question. He says, there is such an opinion that Ein Kofen on the stone, that we let a person just do that, just say, I know that I don't lose anything, but it just bothers me that you're happy. Your happiness annoys me. So is that a Jewish thing that we're gonna? Is there such a shita in Shas? So the Ritva says, no. Obviously, the Divrei Hakol, there's no way if it's an actual Midas Sodom that we'd let someone make such demands. But over here, it's not a Midas Sodom mamish, because if you have a window, it's more than 4 amos off the ground. There will be times that you might be able to see through that window. When you're standing on the floor, you're not. If you stand, the Gemara is about safe. You're standing on a chair, you might. We have to be choshish that when the Bala Chalon wants to clean his house or wants to clean his window, so he'll get up there and climb on a ladder and clean the window and look into the chatzar. So it's karuv l'midas sodom, because in the typical daily usage of it, you would never be looking at the chatzar, you would never be causing him any damage, but it's not quite midas sodom. So says Gemara, lo, dekuli alma kofen. Everyone holds kofen on midas sodom. V'shayni hacha, but over here, according to Rabbi Law, it's different, that the Bala Chatzar is able to make a macha'a because he does lose out to Amalei, zimnin demosfat sharshifa tuseich, v'kamis v'kachazis. Sometimes you'll build a bench underneath the window, and you'll stand on it in order to look into my chatzar, and therefore my macha'a is not a midas sodom. Meaning the point is that he can say that maybe I don't know what the inside of your house looks like. Meaning right now it's 4 amos off the ground. You might do something where you put a little staircase over there, and that's going to be a little nook in your house where you hang out and have coffee, overlooking my chatzar. Who knows what sort of internal construction you're going to do in your house that's going to make it accessible. So I don't trust that just because it's high off the ground that you're not building something that you're going to be able to see into my chatzar. The Rashba points out, even if he doesn't have a bayis or a chatzar that he uses directly across from that window, he could say, mehechites, that I'm not going to build one in the future. Mehechites, that I'm not going to... I mean, even if he just has something else, he has an ashba or whatever, he has something else that's out there that isn't really subject to Hezek Re'iyah, he could say, yeah, but it's my property and I want to be able to use it for whatever I want to use it for. I want to, let's say I decide to build a swimming pool in my backyard. So it didn't bother me for the years I was here where you were looking right into my backyard where I didn't have a swimming pool, but if I have a swimming pool, then it's going to bother me. So you can say that I have the rights to build whatever I want in my chatzar, and therefore you should not have windows that look into my, or that could even possibly look into my chatzar. Who does the kamed Rabbi Ami? There was a guy that came to Rabbi Ami because he had a din Torah with a neighbor of his. He wanted to make a window l'malam arba amos, and the bala chatzar was saying, I don't want it. So they asked Rabbi Ami, who's right? So shadri l'kamed Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. Rabbi Ami sent the shoel to Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, Amar Lei, and Rabbi Abba bar Mamal said, that you should pass the din like Rabbi Ila'a, that the Bala Chatzar has a right to make a macha'a, he could say he's not comfortable with it. Amr Shmuel Ula Ora, but if it's a window that's made for the purpose of lighting up the house, that he needs the sunlight from that window, and that's the only place he's getting light into the house, even if it's very tiny, that window immediately has a chazaka, because that clearly is meant for kvius, because a person needs light every day, and without that, his house is useless. So the Baal HaChatzar should not have kept quiet if he didn't want that window to be there. And when our Mishnah talks about a chalona mitzri not having chazaka, that's when you don't need it for the light. But if you're building it for the light, then it's very, very, very clear that it's going to have a certain sense of permanence to it. So says the Mishnah now. Haziz. Now we talk about if you have a ledge that protrudes out into someone else's chatzar. So ad tefach, if it's larger than a tefach, all the way down to the size of a tefach, that it sticks out into someone else's chatzar, yesh lo chazaka. So you have a chazaka, the Baal HaChatzar is not allowed to build in that location where you had that ledge and ruin your ledge, because you had a chazaka that you had the rights to that ledge. And the Baal HaChatzar can be mocha if someone wants to build such a ledge, not to take up the airspace of my chatzar. That's not called zenen of zelu chaser, because there is a chaser. He's going to be mazik and beri'ia, as we'll see in the Gemara. He'll be able to walk out of that ledge and he'll be able to see more into my home, into my chatzar. However, pachos mitafach, if the ziz only juts out less than a tefach into my chatzar, then ein lo chazaka. Then the Baal HaChatzar could build whatever he wants underneath it, even if it means ruining and destroying that ledge, because since it's less than a tefach, it's not considered a davar chashuv, and the Baal HaBayis is not makbid on such a small ziz, so he didn't think he had to make a macha'a. He didn't think to make a macha'a. Vein yachal limchos, and he's not able to make a macha'a, so the Gemara is going to say, who's not able to make a macha'a? Is that the Baal HaChatzar, the Baal HaZiz, or the Baal HaZiz? So that's going to be clarified in the Gemara, that last line of vein yachal limchos. So it says Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yasi, Amr Rabbi Mani, Va'amrila, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Mani. Someone said in the name Rabbi Mani, Hechsik b'tefach, Hechsik b'arba'a. Once your ziz is a tefach, so now you could have a four tefach ziz as well. If you have a ledge that protrudes out a tefach, so then you have the rights to have a ledge that protrudes four tefachim. So my comment, says Gemara, that can't mean what it sounds like it means. Meaning, what is that? I have a ziz that sticks out a tefach, so I can just expand it at will without you. And you, the Baal HaChatzar, whose property I'm overhanging, has no say in that? That can't possibly mean that. So I'm Rabbi Hachi Kamar. Now what it means to say is, Hechzik berochav tefach, b'meshech arba'a, Hechzik berochav arba'a. That if you have a chazaka to build, that your ziz jutted out four tefachim already, but it was only one tefach wide, you're allowed to widen it to four tefachim. I guess the assumption is that a makom chashuv is arba'a al arba'a. So once you already were machzik that it's going to be four tefachim out, so it was understood that you were going to make it into a makom chashuv, into a more usable area, and therefore you can once he hadn't said anything about the fact that it was four tefachim out, you can now square it out to 4x4 tefachim. Pachos mitefach ein lo chazaka v'ein yochel limchos. If it's less than a tefach, then there's no chazaka and ein yochel limchos. Some Rav Huna lo shanu ela bal hagag bebal hachatzer. When the Mishnah says ein yochel limchos, it means that the owner of the ziz who wants to be mocha on the Baal HaChatzar and say, I don't want you using my ziz, so he's einu yachal limchos because the chatzar is lower than the ziz, and he's not mazik him b'ri'iya. Aval Baal HaChatzar b'Baal HaGag yachal limchos. But the Baal HaChatzar can always tell the Baal HaGag, I don't want you building a ziz, even if it's a teeny tiny ziz, even if it's less than a tefach, or I don't want you using the ziz that's there, because the Baal HaGag has a, the higher ground, he's higher up, and therefore he has a better view, he's going to be able to see into the chatzar and the home that opens into the chatzar. Rav Yehuda Amar Afilu Baal HaChatzar Baal HaGag Ein Yochel Limchos. Rav Yehuda says no, even the Baal HaChatzar cannot make a macha'a on the Baal HaGag. So Leima Bezekriya Kamiflagi. It sounds like Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are arguing about the din of Hezekriya. The Mar Savar that Rav Huna holds Shmei Hezek, that Hezekriya is considered Hezek, and therefore the Baal HaChatzar can make a macha'a on the Baal HaGag. I don't want a ziz out of my chatzar, and I don't want you using any existing ziz, because when you do so, you're going to be able to see, and seeing is damaging to me. Umar Savan Rabbi Yehuda apparently holds lo shvei azik, that he's not considered to be a mazik when he sees, and therefore the bala chatzer is not able to make a macha'a against the bala gag, against the bala ziz. So says Umar, lo, that is not what the machlok is about. Dukuli alma shmei hazik. We don't have to forget everything we learned about in the first parak. Everyone agrees, hezekriya shmei hazik, that the invasion of privacy, seeing into someone's chatzer, into someone's home, is certainly a hezek. V'shaydi hach, but over here it's different, that according to Yehuda, the bala chatzer cannot make a macha on the bala gag about making a ziz to amr lei, because the bala gag could say to the bala chatzer, I won't see anything. The ziz that's being boleit, that's protruding from my roof into your chatzer, l'tashmish to lo chazi, to be able, it's not, I can't really use it as a porch or a patio that I'm going to sit on and sip my coffee on it. It's tiny. So there's no chashash that I'm going to use it. L'may chazi, so why do I want it? If I can't use it, I can't hang out there anyway. L'mitl b'midi, it's a hook. I'm just going to put something on it. I'm just going to hang something on it. That doesn't cause any. What, you're worried about the moment that I'm going out to hang something on it? I'll turn around. I can easily hang something on it without looking, and it's very easy for me not to look. The Rashbam explains, and how do I trust that you're not going to look? Meaning, why is he believed that he's not going to look? So the Rashbam says, because it's unpleasant when you're caught looking. Meaning, if someone is doing something private, and so if you could just as easily use it without looking, so you're not going to want to look, because then the guy's going to say, what kind of peeping Tom are you that you're looking every time? So a person could be trusted to say that he's not going to look. V'idach, and Rav Huna, who says that it's aser, amalei zimnin to be isas, said, well, sometimes you will look, because sometimes you're going to be a little hesitant about going out to that toward that ziz, because it's right off the edge of your roof, so it's dangerous. So you're going to want to look to make sure that you know where your footing is and that you're not falling off of the roof. And once you're doing that, you'll sneak a quick peek at whatever's going on in your neighbor's house and your neighbor's chatzar. So you'll pretend that you're too afraid, and that's why you have to look. And really, you're just going to be looking, and it's going to be a violation of the person's privacy. So everyone agrees, has a kriya shmei hezek. The question is just whether this is a makom of a chashash of hezek kriya over here. Okay, moving on to the next Mishnah. Lo yiftach adam chalonos of lechatzar ashutafin. If a person is himself a shutaf in the chatzar, he's not allowed to open more windows into the chatzar, because the other neighbors could say, hezek re'iyah. Lokach bayis b'chatzar acheres, and if you buy a house in a neighboring chatzar, lo yiftachena b'chatzar ashutafin, you cannot open up an additional doorway from your house into the chatzar ashutafin, into the chatzar that's jointly owned. If, let's say, you do construction where you build a second floor on top of your house, you're not allowed to open up a stairway that goes from your house into the chatzar. You're not allowed to open up a pesach into the chatzar ashutafin, because that's going to cause more traffic in the chatzar. And people who bought homes in this chatzar were not expecting extra traffic. But you are allowed to do construction to expand your home, and you could build the second floor in your house, but not by building a second floor on top of the existing floor. The Gemara is going to explain, but if, let's say, you had 20 high-foot cathedral ceilings, you can now have two floors of tents. You could put a second floor in the middle and a staircase in between in your own house. So that's within your own home, within the structure that existed. But otherwise, if you're expanding your home, where the assumption is every expansion means more people, and if there's more people, that means more traffic in the chatzar. So the balei chatzar have what to say. If the but where you're just taking the existing size home and you're changing what's on the inside of it, that the members of the chatzar have nothing to say about that. They're not allowed to have any comment about that. So ma'iri lechatzar shutafin. Why does the Tana Dafka say that you're not allowed to open up a window into a chatzar of shutafin? Afil lechatzar chaver namilo. You're not allowed to open up into a chatzar that belongs to an individual also. You're not allowed to open up a window or a door. So the Mishnah should have told us that you're not allowed to open up into chatzar chavero. So we lo mi bayu kamer. So the Gemara says, no. it's trying to say the bigger chiddush. It's obvious that chatzar chaveru, that you're not allowed to open up windows. Aval chatzar shutafin, but a chatzar shutafin to amrle sof hakabes sanun minay bechatzar, where the guy could say you can't do such private things there anyway, because I'm also a member of this chatzar. So you know that you anyway have to be careful from my from what I'm going to see. So kamash milan da amrle adi in the chatzar be in the sanun minach hashta afilu bebayis nami be in the sanun minach. But he could say, look, up until now in the chatzar I had to be careful. Now I even need to be careful in my house, because you're going to have like this this angle from the top floor where you're going to be able to see right into my windows. So now I'm worried about that. Even my taller windows you're going to be able to see right through. There was a story of a guy, he opened up his windows into a chatzar shutafin, and the guy that opened up the windows came to Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi and said that he was allowed to do this. The bnei chatzar allowed him. They didn't make a macha'a, so obviously he has permission. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi said, chzakta bnei chzakta. You're right, they didn't make a macha'a, so you have a chazaka. You worked hard to open the windows, work just as hard to close the windows. You have no chazaka. So I'm Rav Nachman, v'listom li'altar avi chazaka. But when it comes to closing a window, if a person had a window that was open into a chatzar for 3 years, and the shutaf of in the chatzar came and closed the window by building a wall right across from it, so then right away he has a chazaka to build that wall and close the window, and it doesn't have to take 3 years. Because no one would allow you to just build a wall in front of his window and not say anything. So if he didn't say anything, it must mean that you had permission to build that wall and to block the light that would otherwise come into his window. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on the top of Samech Amud Aleph, and tomorrow we will try to finish Perek Cheskas HaBatim. Have a good day and a good Shabbos, everybody.